Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode one, the real actual episode one of Opinions and Other Facts. As always, and when I say always, I mean as for the first time, I'm G.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're going to talk comic book movies today because there's a few of them around.
Just like a smattering. And,
I mean, like you could watch on home video on your VCR. Mm-hmm. And your Betamax.
Yes.
But because we're, a week away from Civil War?
Yeah, it comes out not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah. A week away from Civil War. We just had Batman versus Superman. We've got that X-Men movie is coming out. I saw another trailer yesterday. X-Men Apocalypse.
Have a new trailer.
Yeah.
And the Doctor Strange trailer, last week.
Yeah, Doctor Strange trailer's hit. I watched all of the Suicide Squad trailers again because I'm kind of interested in that, but it's weird. Like, the trailer could be all the best parts.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling watching the trailer, and that kind of upsets me.
I don't want that to be the case. I'm hoping. I think that there's enough humor. There looks like enough setup for some humor that it may not be super interesting and compelling, but it could be funny.
Yeah, that would be enough. I would watch it for funny.
I'm also interested in the Joker character, how they're going to play that.
Yeah. From the stuff that I heard, he, kind of went nuts.
Yeah.
Like, sending people dead pigs and stuff.
Yeah, so...
That's handy. I want to see the character that came out of that.
Yeah. I mean, you... It's really funny to think Jack Nicholson, who played a great version of the Joker... Played the most normal, standard version of the Joker. Like, he was only a little crazy.
Yeah.
His face was the craziest part of the whole thing.
Well, the old Joker from, the 60s movie?
Yeah.
That I only saw once when I was a kid. All I remember is that he, painted the white over his mustache, and I think that was the craziest part of him.
You know, he was... What's his name? I think his name was Cesar Romero.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, he was great. Because he was... I mean, he was great for the time.
Yeah.
Because everybody was outlandish and weird. He was just a different kind of gleeful...
Yeah.
Weird. But he was not psychotic.
He was not scary.
Yeah. He was just...
I could watch it as a child and be like, eh.
He was just... He'd laugh and he'd rub his hands and he'd...
Like Mr. Burns.
Yeah. But a much happier, less... threatening Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
And then he would try to rob Gotham's bank with...
With a giant bomb.
With a giant bomb. Or he'd let the Penguin give him some penguin bombs or something. Something crazy. And then Catwoman in 1960s sexuality would just kind of purr a little bit and be womany, but can't be too womany.
No.
Because...
You still gotta...
You gotta calm down. And... The probably still the best version of the Riddler was that show. Frank. Oh, yeah, we'll look him up later. He was fantastic. And Adam West and Burt Ward were fine Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And their Commissioner Gordon was actually pretty good.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad lineup.
Considering...
Yeah.
I mean, it was silly. I mean, as you may or may not remember in the movie, the classic scene was he had the bomb that he had to hold over his head and find a place to throw it. So he ran to all these different places, and everywhere he wanted to throw it, there was people.
Or babies.
Or a baby. Or
I don't know, a puppy?
Yeah. And I don't remember, I only remember him running around with it.
Didn't he throw it in the water?
Probably. He probably did, yeah.
And then he killed a shark baby.
Yeah.
Shark.
If you can't see it, then you don't care about it, and that's unfortunate. How did we get here?
I don't know how we got here. We're talking about Jokers.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
We went from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, really.
No, this is exactly what this show is supposed to be. If it can't be this, then there's no point
Then I don't want to be here.
There's no point for it. So, we got movies. I thought we would start with the... Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's Phase 3.
Because it's starting next week.
It's starting with Civil War. So I thought we'd go down through the movies we know. And by say we know, both of us saw movies on this list we didn't know were going to exist. So some of it's new. And we'll just chat about it real quick. So we'll start with Civil War, of course.
Okay.
Civil War in the comic book universe is set after an explosion. The team, the New Warriors, are chasing after a bad guy named Nitro.
Okay.
They're chasing him in Stanford, Connecticut, and they finally corner him, and he instead of giving up, he explodes. His power was boosted, which you find out in later stories, but it's unimportant. He explodes. He explodes nearby an elementary school.
Oh,
so he kills all the kids. He kills the people all around.
It's super dark.
Yeah, it's dark. And so the government then decides, there's a little bit of story in between there, but the gist of it is the government decides, you know what? We need all the superheroes to register. We need to register your powers, register your names, register all your stuff so that we can... I mean, the citizens are afraid.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to keep everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So Iron Man is behind that. Iron Man's on board with that. He says, yeah, we need to go ahead and do that. We need to... for the safety of everybody, especially him, who he feels like, I've created all these things. And Iron Man's history is sometimes everybody knew Tony Stark was Iron Man. Sometimes they didn't. It happened, you know, comic books.
Okay.
Whatever. Captain America is on the side of not doing that because he knows that bad guys are bad guys. And once they find out identities, they're going to go after families and they're going to go after... they're going to go after the people's homes and what they do. And that... Just like sometimes when we're talking about guns, which is an interesting conversation, you'll have people just say, you know, the bad guys don't care about the law.
Mm-hmm.
And only the good guys care about the law.
Yeah.
So first it's an ideological difference, but then the heroes that registered need to get the heroes that don't register.
To register.
Or they need to bring them in because they're enemies of the state.
Like round basically. Them up.
Yeah. So they basically fight, and they have this giant fight. It's multiple fights. Groups are recruiting heroes. And I guess this might be a spoiler. I don't know. Might be a spoiler for the movie. Probably not, because it's different. But I'll just tell you the story of Civil War in the comics, and you can decide. ultimately, they're fighting in New York, and it's down to basically Cap and Iron Man are fighting. And they get to a point where Cap is looking over the city and there's people just afraid. There's lots of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And Cap says, I can't do this. Like, no matter how I feel about it, people are getting hurt and killed and we're supposed to be protecting them.
Yeah.
So he turns himself in. And then the registration happens. And then I could not tell you over the course of time what happens to stop it. The registration eventually stops. They stop doing that.
I think it's interesting that Captain America is against it initially, because it seems like he would want to be more compliant with the government just because of who he is.
He's interesting.
It's just interesting that he takes that side and Iron Man takes the other side when I feel like it should be flipped.
Yeah. I think Captain America's thing on this is... I'm for the people and I'm for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do stuff for the government, but I am a patriot based on we are free here and we do what we can to protect the people.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing this, we're not protecting the people.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we're causing more harm than good.
Yeah.
And I don't trust the people in power to have that kind of power and that kind of control.
He seems more naive, I guess, than Iron Man, at least in the movies.
Right.
I haven't read enough of the comics to make a comic book judgment call.
Sure,
but in the movies, he seems kind of like thinking the best of everyone and just kind of idealistic.
He is more of that, far more of that in the movies than he is in the comic books.
Okay.
In the movies, he's brand new. In the comic books, he's been a hero forever.
So he's just kind of jaded and...
Yeah. He's gone through his government replacing him.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone through bad guys and Skrulls. And, I mean, he's gone through everything.
Well, that makes more sense than in the comic books.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a way to, like, indicate that sort of
a
history in the movies without having to make, like... 20 more movies.
You gotta make so many movies. But that's a good transition because in the movie version, Bucky seems to be the Winter Soldier, seems to be the tipping point. He's his friend. He wants to protect him. And I think his naivete against for his friend, his naivete against his longtime friendship, and that mm-hmm. is what motivates him in this. And it doesn't surprise me that Iron Man, a guy who made a bunch of Iron Man robots to protect everything, and a guy that seems more...
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, everybody knows him anyway.
Yeah, so like, what does he really have to lose? Right. Because everyone knows who he is, and he's not hiding.
But what we don't see, this Civil War doesn't look like it's necessarily a registration one. I mean, it is. I mean, they talk about, but this seems like more of a specific ideal.
Yes.
Like, okay, this is a Bucky thing, and this is a more specific than the bigger overarching story of the comic book.
Like a more localized, I guess, version of the Registration Act?
Yes, it's much tighter. Yeah. It's a much tighter version, it seems. But the introduction of Spider-Man in the real Marvel movie universe.
Yes.
Not that fake garbage.
Yeah, but then I feel kind of bad for Black Panther, who they were going to have in more. Yeah. For this, and then they're like, oh, no, we got Spider-Man. Like, you can still bring in Apple.
Yeah. Especially, and obviously Spider-Man is the breadwinner. He's probably still the breadwinner. He probably is still one of the more popular...
I just like the more, like, offshoot kind of comic book, like, movie characters.
We've had Spider-Man shoved down our throat for forever.
Yeah.
So having... Black Panther, which a lot of people don't know, because a lot of people wouldn't just read a Black Panther comic. If you make him viable, you know, just like the Falcon.
Exactly.
Like people, I know the Falcon didn't take off, you know, with everybody, but he was a good character and introduced him to people that he wouldn't.
Exactly.
He wouldn't have. What do you think about government saying... You guys have tremendous power. We need to do something about that.
I am, I guess, more on Captain America's side on this. Like, I don't think that the government really has any place to tell people superheroes are not, like, what they need to be doing about things that they can't necessarily control.
Yeah. I think that I am also more of a Cap side than this. I think what the government has to do is be able to give themselves enough power that they can punish people for doing whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I would say, no, you don't have to control them. You just have to, preferably you hire them, a group of people that like, hey, Bruce, we're going to help you keep your guy under control. We're going to give you facilities. We're going to... And then, if we need you to go catch, you know, Bob the Bomb Thrower, run out there and...
Then you're going to have to do that.
Yeah,
I think that there is a better way to accomplish what they are looking to accomplish without making everyone register and that kind of stuff.
But we don't get to have Robert Downey Jr. versus Chris Evans sad face off.
It's true.
And I'm looking forward to the sad face off a bit.
I am too.
Yeah.
It'd I hope that fun. There's like slapping. Like a kid fight.
And I think they split up the ladies, if I remember correctly. I think they did.
I think they do.
Scarlet Witch on one side. And there's only two. Because there's only the world's population is only like 10% women and 90% men.
Exactly. I so the ratio works out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just fine.
And I think that I saw that. Black Widow and Hawkeye were on separate sides too, which I think is an interesting
dynamic. Could be an interesting story. I'm glad that they didn't tack on, well, as far as I can tell, the quickie love story between the Hulk and
I don't know why they have to like put a romance in every like why can't characters just be characters and like fight together?
Yeah.
Like people don't need to fall in love with each other for every movie to make it compelling.
I think it's a demographics thing only. It's a ladies like romance, so we'll just throw some in there. Fine.
And then you can trick your girlfriend into going.
Though I will say I at least appreciate that they didn't have a Hawkeye Black Widow romance, because I was expecting that.
They did in the first one, well, though, kind of. And yeah. then it was awkward because he had a family.
Yeah.
And then I just felt creeped out.
At least they kind of stepped it well. I mean, I guess they didn't have time. They were busy with explosions and stuff. Yeah. But anyway, it's weird. They still don't have really great idea with how to handle ladies
well. I don't understand what's so hard. Like, yeah. It's not that hard.
Unfortunately, there's not enough people that are willing to risk what they risk to do different from Hollywood.
That's true. Know?
There's just not enough people that's willing to just say, I don't care what this is. I don't even care if this movie doesn't make $1 billion. We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
And they are doing something, and we'll get to that.
That's true. Gets more established in the superhero movies, right. people will feel more confident in stepping out a little bit from the box that they have put themselves
yeah.
in.
Yeah. You'd think as we've gotten so far that we'd get there. And honestly, even though I don't love the movies, Mockingjay or whatever.
Hunger Games?
Yeah, the Hunger Games series mm-hmm. really did that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's one of the first that wasn't Tomb Raider. I'm sure there's others, and I feel terribly, but there's not too many, like, films where it's not Sense and Sensibility,
mm-hmm.
that there's like, here's a strong female character leading
mm-hmm.
on the promotional material, on the everything,
mm-hmm.
front and center.
Yeah.
So it's doable. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah, that made a ton of money.
There's amazing female characters all over the place written, or just write one. If you can write a male character, you can write a female one.
It's true. I guess, yeah. I don't think that Rey in Star Wars had a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't a romance there, like, a very obvious one.
Right.
Obviously,
yeah, like, her oh, we're in love.
Finn, I mean, like, they kind of threw it a little bit, but...
Yeah, but it's...
It wasn't, like, hitting you over the head
yeah,
with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was subtle. It could have been... They certainly could have made it not subtle.
Yes.
But they made it subtle. They made exactly. it a connection. They made it a...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem... I say the problem. What they've got with Rey is... It's so hard because you have to make the female character perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rey, everybody's like, well, Rey is a Molly Sue. She had all these yeah. powers and she just knew how to use them immediately. And
but that the thing that bothers me about that is if you like, James Bond is a Mary Sue, yeah, Jason yeah. Bourne is a Mary
Nobody
Sue.
Nobody
like,
cares unless
no
they
one,
care.
Yeah, no one cares unless it's a girl and yeah. then like everyone gets all yeah,
it just doesn't
up in arms
matter.
About it.
It does not matter. It's just like Luke... shooting into the Death Star. Like,
exactly.
He just kind of got that right away.
Yeah.
Like, he made the 1 in a million shot mm-hmm. first time.
But it's everyone was fine. Cool with that. They're
Nobody
like, he's
cares.
A hero.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah. But we're coming along.
Yes.
I mean, that Rey existed mm-hmm. and was pushed and jumped in front of the Finn story
mm-hmm.
While still allowing the Finn story
mm-hmm.
and the Poe Dameron story and... You can do that. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
can make a movie with characters, and mm-hmm. they can just do things. And
yeah.
So we're getting there, I think.
I think that we're making some forward
yeah.
strides.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we are. All right. So next is Doctor Strange. That is November 4th, it looks like. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if that's up-to-date date, but we'll take it for now. Doctor Strange is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one and only time I'll get that correct.
I think everyone in this movie has a crazy name.
Yeah, yeah. Tilda Swinton is the ancient one.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mads Mikkelsen is an unnamed bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's who knows who
he's,
will be.
No one knows.
Yeah, yeah. But and the funny part is that Baron Mordo, I was expected to be the main bad guy,
mm-hmm.
Which Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
I'm gonna have to probably look that up. Nobody send this to him.
We love him until
we verify. But he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
And he just imagining Benedict Cumberbatch and the Chiwetel. I'm going to just butcher it, but acting against each other. Because the nice thing about this movie is because it's a magic movie, magic is one of those things that you can have be willpower and have be... It doesn't just have to be, okay, I can shoot a laser beam.
I heard in this movie, the magic is going to be, like, science, in quotes, based, and all, like, quantum mechanics.
Okay.
Fine. That's fine, but I would also be okay with just, like, straight up magic.
The thing about it is, when you're trying to science up
exactly
a universe that has the gods in it...
Exactly.
Like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, but... But okay, if they think that's the way that it's gonna, people are gonna connect to it a little bit more because The Martian came out or whatever.
Yeah,
fine.
And with the trailer, like, all Inception-y, I'm like, how are we gonna quantum mechanics all of this?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't get paid the big bucks.
Well, that's right. We're just gonna happily enjoy it when it comes out. I'm gonna try to. Doctor Strange is one of my very favorite comic book characters. Even though I didn't read a lot, I don't read a lot of current Doctor Strange, but. Doctor Strange is a character that, and again, spoilers if you don't know Doctor Strange, he was a world-renowned doctor, surgeon?
Neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm. He was the big end of the surgeon. But he was a haughty, egotistical...
He was a jerk.
Jerk.
He'd, like, turn people away for brain surgery if they couldn't pay... Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, he was just like, I am great, and you have to earn my considerable abilities. And he got into a car accident that ruined the nerves in his hands. Mm-hmm. And it took away his ability to do neurosurgery, because you have to have very precise...
Yeah, I think in the trailer they showed him his hands all, like, shaky and stuff to kind of...
Right. Just to sell that.
To sell that. Yeah.
So he tries every treatment he can find.
Yep. He uses up all of his money.
Yeah, because he was rich, and then he just got to try to find somebody to fix the old hands. You got to spend some money. So he finally hears about the Ancient One, and he decides it's his Hail Mary. He sells the rest of the stuff he has. And he says, okay, Ancient One, I'm going to travel to Nepal, I think is where the Ancient One is.
Or Tibet.
Yeah. I'm good.
I think it's Tibet.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm going to offend somebody, but it's fine.
We're sorry.
So he gets there, and he's trying to get the Ancient One to take him in. The Ancient One says, nah, I'm not interested. But he finds out that the person that the Ancient One is training, Baron Mordo, has got a plot to kill the Ancient One, and take over. The Ancient One is the Sorcerer Supreme. And the Sorcerer Supreme is every realm has the most powerful sorcerer that protects it from mystical harm. So Baron Mordo tries to, is going to try to kill him. Doctor Strange figures it out, but Baron Mordo makes it so Doctor Strange can't tell the Ancient One.
Yeah, I think he puts like a metal thing over his face, or he somehow like blocks his mouth.
Yep. So Doctor Strange basically says, I'm gonna give in to the Ancient One. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna learn magic so I can protect him from Baron Mordo. And the Ancient One knows about the plot, because the Ancient One just knows everything. Mm-hmm. Knows about the plot. Apparently the Ancient One checked out Doctor Strange as a kid, because he knew he was going to eventually become the Sorcerer Supreme.
And that plot, I guess, was like a secret test or something, almost, to see if Doctor Strange was worthy of the training. Kind of seems messed up.
It does. But I guess if you're going to decide somebody's going to fight the kind of mystical, magical creatures like Nightmare, who can show up in people's dreams, and then you have to go to messed up land. You just have to take it all the way.
Eternity, which is like literally the embodiment
of everything. So Doctor Strange, through this process, becomes a caring person about his universe and multiverse. He excels in the training. I suspect the story from the comic books at this point will go considerably different than the story in the movies. But he's a compelling, interesting character because of where he came from, and it just tells another side of the story of the Marvel Universe. I mean, I guess it's super science or whatever.
Yeah.
I always liked heroes that some people didn't like as a kid, like Aquaman and the Fantastic Four. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
because it told, I always told people Aquaman is just a character in space again. It's this eternity location that you can have any type of creature that you want and any type of locale that you want and aliens and everything. And so it's fine that it's water, but it's just another space, another thing. He never got the credit he deserved, Aquaman.
I think they're coming up with an Aquaman movie, though.
Well, so maybe. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's gonna be in the Justice League movie, and hopefully he's cool. He can be cool. Like, he doesn't have to just call out to Tuna, you know.
Why doesn't he, like, control Cthulhu?
He could.
Or a Kraken.
Come on. And he's done. You know, it's funny, like, in the cartoons and, like, the Super Friends, like, sometimes he's riding around in a dolphin, and then they're like, oh, or he had his own old cartoon. It's like, oh, we need to save this boat. Well, I'll get the mammoth hammerhead to tilt it up correctly, and then I'll, you know, he could always bring forth the right thing if it was a Kraken, even.
The right thing is always a Kraken.
Your Kraken is generally the best decision. I agree. So, Doctor Strange, I'm excited. It'll be an interesting side of the story, and eventually he'll tie back into the bigger universe, but they don't have to hurry with him.
Yeah, I think they mentioned him in one of the Captain America movies, like, offhand, so they're like, see, it all ties in.
There you go. It's just that easy.
I like it, because it's a different superhero.
Yep.
Like, I'm getting a little sick of, like, having to watch another Spider-Man movie, or, like, another reboot movie of the same thing.
Yeah, Spider-Man fatigue is a big deal.
Yeah, so to have a whole new character
with,
like, a whole different way of being a superhero, I think is really exciting.
And interacting with the universe and interacting with everybody. I mean, it was one of the things that made putting the Avengers together fun, is that, okay, it's Black Widow, and it's the Hulk, and it's Thor, and it's, and even though those things kind of happen in the comic books a little bit, because the characters in the movies are so much more normal, that's a weird way to put it, but I mean, they're human, that we've seen, so it's just like, hey, Iron Man, they told his story well, like, he's a guy that you could meet, and Captain America, they made him the hayseed, and they made him, he's a guy that you could meet, so you tie that together with, you know, a Black Widow, a spy that you'd have in movies, Hawkeye, a guy that shoots arrows, the Hulk, all these different pieces that you would see in different movies by themselves, but you never had an ensemble movie like this.
Exactly.
So that's new, and now they're telling that story, and now we get to put the Doctor Strange angle in it, however they're going to use it. And the other nice thing is they don't have to rush it. They can do like they did with Iron Man. If people like it, put him in there. If not, the universe will be fine, you know, without him. Yeah. So
The thing that I think I'm most excited about for Doctor Strange is Mads Mikkelsen, because I love him. He's, like, I don't know what he's doing in this movie yet, like, other than being the big villain. Like, I don't know specifics, but I think that whatever they send his way, he'll just be really good.
Yeah, it's hard to think about in the pantheon of Doctor Strange villains. He could be Mephisto, who is kind of the devil.
Yeah.
But the Marvel Universe does have Satan. So he's not actually Satan, but he's the devil.
Yeah. I heard speculation that he might be Nightmare.
So Nightmare is a good bad guy. And you're dreaming with the dream world, and that means the astral stuff. And you can just do a lot of cool special effects things and change your life. His other big bad guy is Dormammu, who's the Sorcerer Supreme of another.
I heard universe. That kind of like maybe he'll be Dormammu, but then they're like probably not, because that's like, you would have to build up a lot of story to get to that.
It's hard to jump right to.
You don't think that you're right at the, like, really big bad for Doctor Strange.
It's a lot easier to set up people's dreams are being affected. What's that? And then you just do it, and then it is. Here's another universe with... Now, if they decide... Now, what they can do, though, is if they decide, like, the universe where the aliens that came in Avengers, if they decided, well, he's the super Sorcerer Supreme of that universe,
they could
set it up pretty quickly.
Exactly.
But, I don't know. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they do. They're going to probably set up an Infinity Gem stone in this movie, probably.
Definitely.
I hope. Also one of my favorite things is they showed it in the trailer for a second. He's got his levitating cape that is this look.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got what's called the Eye of Agamotto. That's the clasp.
Mm-hmm.
And in the comics, it kind of is a makeshift do a bunch of stuff. Usually yeah, it's a see-through illusion.
It seems like you can do like whatever you want with it. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
It is. Sometimes some writers are like, look, he can see through illusions. He can hide stuff behind it.
Mm-hmm.
He can project. It's kind of basic. You know, it's yeah. like an Apple Watch.
Check your heart rate.
Right, right. You can do a few things. But in other times, and the other thing is that because he's the Sorcerer Supreme, he's collected all of these items
mm-hmm.
from all of the different beings. There's one of my favorite comics. He, Adam Warlock, who I think they have in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, or they talk about him. They talk about him.
I think
in the
they
Guardians
talk
of
about him.
Movie. Adam Warlock, ultimately in the Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet storyline, is mm-hmm. the person that gets it. Defeats Thanos,
and gets the
Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
So he's got the power of the gods for a while. And there's one story where he's the Infinity Watch, which are his close friends.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't called the Infinity Watch at the time. They go to Dr. Strange and say, look, Adam Warlock is acting weird. We need you to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so Adam Warlock has concocted this plan where he's going to remove competitiveness, and he's going to remove all these things out of these races to stop war.
Uh-huh.
So Dr. Strange is like, no, you can't do that, man. Those stuffs are all necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam Warlock's, oh, okay, fine. Well, first I'm going to use the power gem and blast you. And Adam Warlock's like, okay, I've got the, you know, the shield of Shuwanga, and I'll block it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Adam Warlock's, oh, yeah, well, I'll use the reality gem and turn you back into the guy that's arms don't work. And he's like, well, I'll use the Eye of Agamotto, and that lets me see through the... So he defeats each of these gems
uh-huh.
with one of these other items.
With a relic.
And finally, he talks Adam Warlock down. And Adam Warlock's like, you know, I gotta do godhood better. Like, I gotta be better at this. And eventually, Adam Warlock... I can't remember. I think he actually might get forced to by the Living Tribunal. The Living Tribunal is the second most powerful thing in the Marvel Universe behind the Creator,
mm-hmm.
who he answers to. The Living Tribunal decided, well, you can't use the Infinity Gems together anymore.
The Living Tribunal, by the way, yeah. looks crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got the...
Like, it is terrifying.
He's got, what, three heads, one of them covered.
Yeah, it's, like, shrouded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got that star.
You can definitely tell this was written in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
on some really heavy acid.
Jack Kirby, they kind of stole some of the gods. Mm-hmm. Jack Kirby was, like, the designer of all the really important big...
Mm-hmm.
things, and that was that. That was his design.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. So he eventually, Adam Warlock gives each gem to all these individual people to mm-hmm. protect it, and then
and
the
to
rest
separate
of,
the power.
Yeah, the rest of the story is yeah. not that important. But that's Doctor Strange, when he has all the things,
mm-hmm.
he can do cosmic level excitement. But obviously the Marvel Cinematic is way down on the cosmic level.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll probably have a couple things.
Yeah.
And do the finger.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Doctor Strange finger pointing. And all right. So that's Doctor Strange.
Yes. Very excited.
Yeah. So next, 2017, May 5th, James Gunn will make Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's what they're going to call it, is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I think that it's too long for like a Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
yeah.
colon, this time
yes.
we're still in space.
This time it's space. we don't have enough really to say about it,
mm-hmm.
I don't think. I mean, we don't have enough information. Guardians
yeah.
of the Galaxy 1 is great.
Yeah, I really liked it.
And I think Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be fun. You're going to have all the right people.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have freaking Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord and...
As long as Groot isn't still in a little pot.
Right. Once you get a grown-up Groot again. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it'll just be fun. They have so many good random characters
mm-hmm.
that they can use for this, which is why I like these movies like Deadpool and this. Because
mm-hmm.
they've just got this... Just the randomest...
Yeah.
This guy turns into crystal, and then you tell some jokes, and then you flesh him out, and...
Exactly.
Whatever. So, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, not much to say about that. It should be fun, like the first one. The interesting one is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
Which I think they called Homecoming because they're going to be like, oh, Spider-Man's back in the Marvel Universe.
Well,
Cinematic
and he's,
Universe.
Like, in high school.
Yeah, and he's high school age.
Yeah. So maybe it's...
But he was super cute in the 1 second you saw him in the... I mean, not cute looking, but he's in the mask, but he's just like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a cool kid. What's up?
It looked like a better costume than the rest of the Spider-Man movies, yeah. I will say.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. The eyes was weird.
That was a little too animated and a little creepy.
It was a little weird, but I give him a pass. Yeah. Spider-Man, like, as long as you get the basics down, you know. The weird thing is, because it's high school, it means you can go through some of that stuff before, or some of the stuff that you've kind of gone through. Okay, you're going to have, you can redo Venom, and you can, so, and the problem that you're going to have is obviously you're going to have the origin.
I know, like people don't know.
Yeah, and you're going to have the Uncle Ben stuff again.
Yeah.
And maybe you won't.
I hope that they respect the audience enough to be like, you know.
They don't.
You know what happened.
I know.
But maybe because it's Marvel doing it instead of the other studio doing it, they'll feel obligated to do the origin story for themselves.
And I'm okay with them if they do it. I mean, I'm not okay with them doing it, but
like, can we just all do it in like a 2-minute flashback?
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to see it again.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, if they want to change it up to kind of tie it to the cinematic a little bit, okay. But you don't have to. You can just be like,
yeah.
But I don't know if anybody can write a Spider-Man story, initial story, without finding a way to show that he got bit by the spider and that happening without just showing it. Like,
couldn't he just, I don't know,
get bit? Or he just starts.
Yeah.
He starts off.
Why can't we just start off and he's Spider-Man? Just
go, he's Spider-Man. Like, we know what's up.
You know, everyone knows how Spider-Man got to be Spider-Man. That's a good point. It's in the title of himself.
Yeah. Yes, Spider-Man. Yeah,
I'd
like to see somebody try, at least.
I'm less excited about this, only because I'm so hesitant about Spider-Man fatigue.
I want to give this one a chance, only because now that he's involved in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's not going anywhere, I don't think. So you have to do it one more time, and then the Spider-Man we have for 10 years or 5 years is this Spider-Man, so we don't have to do it again.
That would be nice.
Knock on wood.
I hope.
I know. It's unlikely. Rumor is the Vulture is one of the bad guys. He's always been an interesting but weird bad guy.
He's super creepy.
He's creepy.
He's
creepy.
He bothers me. I don't like looking at him. I hope that they make him look less creepy than in the comic books.
I almost like if they make him the old man version with the dots.
Oh, God.
Kidney
like
dots,
the liver spots.
Liver spots. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And just old and creepy. And
that would be especially creepy if he was a high school aged Spider-Man
fighting an old man vulture.
An old man vulture.
Yeah. The memes would be awesome, though.
Then I might be okay.
So, cautiously optimistic, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe they go through his origin story really quick in Civil War.
I would be fine with that.
And then we don't have to deal with it at all.
But if he's in Civil War, wouldn't he already be Spider? Like, is this going to be like a flashback movie?
I think so. I think it'll be like, this is how I connected up with him. Because they say Iron Man's in Homecoming. So maybe they set it up there. Set it up in Civil War, like 5 seconds.
Like, hey, how's that spider bite treating you? Like, oh, I'm a superhero now.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I just met with anybody. So here's this kid. He got bit by a spider. He got powers. His uncle died. He decided to be a hero. Now he's on our team. Ready, break.
And for some reason, whenever he says his uncle's name, I really want rice. It's all I can think of.
Uncle Ben! All right, next up we have Thor Ragnarok. I don't know that that's how you pronounce it. I've always pronounced it that way.
I have heard it pronounced Ragnarok, but I don't really know what a Ragnarok is.
So Ragnarok is the catastrophic revelations of Norse mythology.
Okay.
There's a dragon, and I can't remember its name right now.
It's not Ragnarok, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. But he basically ultimately eats all of the gods.
I'd be down for this movie if there's a dragon in it.
Yes, it's a dragon serpent thing. So yeah, he eats all the gods, and he just ends the pantheon.
Okay.
But I don't expect that's going to happen here.
No, I would. Well, yeah. I don't think that they're just going to end Thor.
My thought is that they're going to find a way to make Thor and Loki both on the same side.
But I think I heard that Loki's not coming back.
Oh, well then maybe he'll die in Ragnarok.
Yeah, maybe that's who the dragon will eat.
He'll eat him and he'll sacrifice himself to save his brother, and then they'll cry. And yeah. I'll cry too.
And then all of the girls who go for Loki will cry. Yeah, because really the best part of the movie.
They will be crushed.
I'm going to be crushed.
Well, he's awesome.
He's really awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. I would have liked to see him, if he didn't exist, I would have liked to see him take a shot at Doctor Strange too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Benedict Cumberbatch is a little bit more proper, which I guess is what you'd want, but I'd like to have seen him in there somewhere. But he's amazing, this Loki.
Benedict Cumberbatch also looks more like he can look kind of homeless.
Okay.
Like kind of disheveled.
He can do that rough stage.
Yeah. Whereas Tom Hiddleston, I don't know if he...
He can't be rough.
If he can.
He's too damn handsome
for
that.
He's too pretty.
He's too damn handsome for that.
He can't.
Also, apparently, Mark Ruffalo will be in that movie. Hulk will show up for Ragnarok. Just because.
Interesting.
They needed to bring him back.
I feel like they just kind of throw like Avengers characters in each other's movies just to hey, remember?
Oh, by the way, Hulk ran away, but he's back now and he's fighting the dragon. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll like fly in from space and like just punch jump him. Down
and just pow and then jump away.
Yeah. And then he's like, that's it.
He's like, that was Hulk. Thanks everybody. Thanks for coming. next up, we've got 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Black Panther.
Yes.
I like this vision of the film. It's a big geopolitical action adventure that focuses on the family and royal struggle of T'Challa, that's the Black Panther's name, in Wakanda, which is an African country that gets built up because they're on the source of vibranium. I don't know if vibranium exists.
It does. Still. It's because
that should be what his shield is made of. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, Captain America's shield is made out of.
So.
Unless they renamed it something different.
I couldn't remember. I can't remember
if they did rename it, it's still...
Wakandanese.
It's still from Wakanda.
Yeah, yeah. Wakandanese. I like and what it means to be king. So he is T'Challa, if you don't know Black Panther, and maybe many people don't, even though, gosh, I think everybody that's going to listen to this first episode are friends of ours, and they might. But
for the new people...
If you're back on this, if it's 2020 and you're checking back the archives... Well, he's probably going to be a giant
movie
star.
Then you'll still probably know
what this is. But, so there is a Black Panther spirit that grants some abilities to the leader of Wakanda. And they have to, I think they've changed this, but he's got to win hand-to-hand fight or something. He's got to be in the bloodline and he's got to beat out people for it, and then the Black Panther spirit gives them a better agility and, you know, just a little bit better strength, and, you know, it puts him on Cap level.
Okay.
For that. And then he also uses the technology. So Wakanda, once they got this vibranium, they're super high technology. They're like the highest tech place besides maybe where Doctor Doom is from, Latveria.
Okay.
So his suit has a bunch, you know, his suit makes him even jump higher and makes him stealthier because vibranium can absorb kinetic energy.
Is his
and...
suit bulletproof then? Because Cap's shield is bulletproof?
Yes. His suit will, I don't know about this suit. This suit is even higher tech than the actual, looks higher tech.
Yeah.
So you'd expect that he'd be able to
I'm just curious
bullets.
If the properties of vibranium are going to stay the same across the board, or if they're like, well, because this isn't a suit and this is a shield, they don't do the same thing.
And the shield is supposed to be not straight vibranium. It's supposed to be an adamantium and vibranium mix.
Got it.
Which is what makes it indestructible.
Got it.
Where vibranium is not necessarily it's the absorbing thing. It's a high vibrating.
I don't know how to finish that sentence.
It's a high.
It's a lot of vibrating.
It's a high vibrating. Also, a side note, the Ulysses Claw that you see in Ultron, he's the guy that negotiates with Ultron at the beginning.
Yes.
He is one of Black Panther's main bad guys. He gets turned into a being of pure sound, and it makes him crazy.
That sucks.
And he has a vibranium claw, basically, mm-hmm. that he can focus himself in and make sound animals and stuff. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll make him a bad guy, what they'll do with him, but...
Or if they would just showed him to kind of tie it all in.
Just to tie it together, which is fine.
I'm fine with that.
I like tying things. So then we have Avengers Infinity War. And we'll talk about both part one and part two.
Yeah.
They're going to be a year apart from each other. Mm-hmm. May 4th-ish 2018 and then May something 2019. Mm-hmm. We suspect, I don't know any reason why not, that Thanos will be the centering bad guy of both.
Mm-hmm. That would only make sense.
It would. And you would imagine that the battle will be over the Infinity Stones or Infinity Objects, mm-hmm. As it were, that they've introduced in all the different movies. You know, the Tesseract and the Blood Pool
from
Thor. And
isn't Loki's staff or
another
one?
Yeah, the piece on Loki's staff mm-hmm. Is one. And then...
the one from Guardians.
Yeah, the Guardians one. Yeah, there's just it doesn't
matter. There are several.
Yeah. They'll be around, and they'll have to introduce a couple more in a couple more movies mm-hmm. to get to all six. The reality gems in the Marvel Universe, I'm going to see if I can remember them all, is time, space, power, reality, mind, soul. There you go. I can't remember mm-hmm. them all. And they all just... hold an incredible amount of power over those individual entities. Soul being the weirdest. It's like heart from
Captain Planet.
Yeah.
That kid got the
shaft. That's why they gave him a monkey.
You guys all can have awesome powers, but you have the power of heart. You get a monkey.
And you get a monkey that will help you control your heart, as it were.
A helper monkey.
Not to be mistaken with a howler monkey.
No, not. You don't want that.
So, I don't know that there's going to be a lot to be said for Infinity War.
It still has a lot of stuff that needs to be built up before there's like any real thing that you can talk about.
How Civil War sets up the Infinity War will be interesting, if it even does.
Yeah.
You know?
Or if it's just kind of its own separate little thing.
Because I wonder if they're going to... I mean, you kind of expect they're going to have to get through the whole Civil War arc in one movie.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. Even though they're keeping it localized, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we've got the Bucky situation, and we've got the taking sides, we've got the fighting each other, and then we've got conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Civil War going to be 3 hours long?
Or? Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to be.
Wow. I mean, I'll let them tell the story, because they haven't let me wrong. Even in the movies that aren't great or good.
Yeah, Age of Ultron was a little bit... Hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
But I wasn't mad about it.
No, I didn't feel like I...
I didn't waste my hours.
I felt like there wasn't a reason for me not to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like, okay,
exactly.
Saw it, I would have missed it had I never seen it.
Mm-hmm. And after seeing it, I was like, well, that wasn't as great as I hoped, but I wasn't like, I'm pissed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had a lot of stuff. That's the problem that they've got, is they've got so much stuff to throw together.
Mm-hmm.
But... Hulkbuster armor versus Hulk fight.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. A good check. Mm-hmm. That worked for me. I think Robert Downey Jr. is amazing. We don't have very much time left of him as Iron Man.
Yeah, that's sad.
I get it.
I totally get it. But
I mean, when I say I get it, I mean they would pay him so much money to keep doing it forever. Even if it's not mm-hmm. all the money, it's like most of the money.
Mm-hmm.
But you're an actor, you want to do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure.
He's an actor. He's not like action film star guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I can act.
And you don't want to get, I would assume as an actor, you don't want to get stuck in a corner. Yeah, like people being like, oh, you're only a superhero now. Yeah. Like, that's probably not.
It's weird, though, for Robert Downey Jr. because he's done so much.
It's true.
That you don't have to worry about that, but... I get it. You did Iron Man for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna do something else.
Yeah, I just hope he does something else.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, he could just lay on his bed of money forever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll talk him into being Sherlock Holmes again or something. I don't know.
I would just lay on my bed of money.
I would too. So next we've got Ant-Man and the Wasp,
mm-hmm.
which has been noted by everywhere I read this, being the first female superhero to have her name in the title of a Marvel movie.
Except for the Marvel movie that this one booted out of the rotation, which was supposed to be Captain Marvel.
Yes.
And then they pushed that one down to make this one, and now they're like, oh, first female superhero in the title.
Yeah. It's interesting. I guess Ant-Man did just well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for, like, movies that don't have to be giant blockbustery movies. Like, okay, we're going to tell another Ant-Man movie. Yeah. People liked it enough.
I really liked Ant-Man.
They made another Huntsman and Snow White movie. Oh, they can make two of those. Yeah. They can certainly make two Ant-Man movies. So Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's kind of a retelling of the Ant-Man story since they used the not original Ant-Man when they made the movie. So it's going to be fresh. It's probably going to be a love story-y type of thing. And it's going to have Paul Rudd, which he'll make me laugh a few times.
They'll like team up to figure out where the Wasp's mom went or something. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they'll go back into that weird quantum world. Yes. Like, that would be cool. Might have
they've got a lot of places they can go.
Yeah.
You know, he'll pop into Civil War and then he'll pop out and do this thing. Mm-hmm. And as long as they keep the heart of the movie, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. This article that I'm reading this from also talks about the animated Spider-Man movie, which is not really in...
Yeah, that's not...
...history, but it's worth note.
Yeah.
And I would be willing to bet that that's going to have the origin in there.
Oh, of course it will. Because it's for kids, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Like, here, kids, you don't care. Here's it again. Now we've got to Captain Marvel, which got bumped.
It did.
Though, it's possible we might see her in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
It is possible. She is in space a lot.
Probably going to see her in Infinity War Part 1.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that she will be around.
Yeah.
Not in her own movie.
Yeah. And if they're going Captain Marvel side, she's going to certainly be one of the more powerful...
Oh, yeah.
...things. And, I'm just happy. She's always been a very good character. She's had a lot of history. Who knows if they're going to touch on the Rogue part where Rogue drained her powers. It's how Rogue got her powers is she touched Carol Danvers too long and stole her powers.
Right.
And then they went away. Who knows? But they've got an opportunity to do whatever they want there. And oh darn, we're going to have to cast a pretty blonde lady to Drat.
As long as she looks tough.
She has to look
I want tough. Her to look tough. I don't want her to, I don't want them to just cast a pretty.
You know what? You know who they're going to cast? Ronda Rousey. That's who it's going to be.
If it's Ronda, I'm going to be so upset. If it's Ronda Rousey, I don't like her. I'm going on the record. I think she's so mean.
She is pretty.
She just upsets me. Yeah. Like on a human being level.
She is the kind of way I think you have to be a really good punch somebody in the face
definitely.
Person.
Definitely. Like, she's good at what she does, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, personality, I just, right. Ugh.
Yeah. No, no people turn you. It off. It's just like we talk about Conor McGregor. I'm like that with him. Like, look, you can be great, but eventually, this is crazy.
Yeah. People are just not going to like you. Yeah,
you're just kind of an asshole.
I just like people liking me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like... I agree.
Super excited for Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel will be great. And it will be... I mean, you got the Wonder Woman movie. Mm-hmm. You have the Captain Marvel movie. Hopefully about... I think Wonder Woman might be before Captain Marvel.
I think at this point, yes. Captain Marvel since they pushed it back.
Pushed to the next century. But...
Yeah.
But... I'm all for Wonder Woman
but
movie, Captain Marvel
I'm kind
movie.
Of all for a Wonder Woman movie coming first to kind of... figure out what doesn't work
right.
So the Captain Marvel movie can be even better.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather, like, I love Wonder Woman.
Right.
But I really love Captain Marvel.
Yeah. But Wonder Woman is, you've got to do a decent job on Wonder Woman because when it comes to random girl superhero, she might be one. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She might be one.
But it's DC, and I feel like they're still, like, trying to figure out what the hell they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny, because if you just said Wonder Woman TV show, I hear Supergirl's good.
I've heard it's good, but I have not watched it.
Yeah, I've heard Supergirl's good. They can do a TV show. I mean, they've got that pretty much down.
It seems like DC is good at TV shows, and Marvel is good at movies.
DC is good at TV shows and animated stuff, and Marvel's good at movies.
Yeah, but Marvel's TV shows, like... I don't know.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is fine.
Yeah, it's just, I just am not interested in it.
But it certainly doesn't get the following that Arrow gets, or Gotham gets, or Supergirl gets, or, and they've had a bigger history of TV shows, like like even the Adventures of Lois and Clark was solid, and
they had like Smallville.
Yeah, Smallville, and you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was really Marvel's kind of first foray.
Yeah.
Into kind of a TV show. It's pretty rough. And Marvel's done okay animated-wise. Like the X-Men, original X-Men animated
series was
amazing. Yeah. I started watching that again on Hulu, and I'm like, it's not as... It's obviously, it was more awesome when I was a kid.
Yeah, but it still kind of holds up, which is amazing. Yeah,
it holds up well. It tells those stories, and it was a cartoon that told the serious stories, because the X-Men universe at the time was like prejudice and racism, and and it told those stories, and it didn't really soft-hand them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, muties are awful, and they would just tell those stories and talk about those characters' reactions to them. So they've done it, but Justice League and Batman and the Superman cartoon, those are top level.
Yeah, definitely.
Like the Batman animated series is just
that was awesome.
Gold star. And he's the Batman character and the Batman mythos is just really good. So that helps. It helps tell those stories. Anyway, Captain Marvel.
Yes, I'm still super excited.
Yeah, no, it'll be it's that's a good character to do that with.
Then maybe later they can do Miss Marvel.
Right. Yeah. And you also have the Inhumans.
Which got bumped to
we don't know when. Yeah. Who knows? Because it was going to be in 2019, July. Mm-hmm. And now it could be in the 2020 movie range.
Or do you think they're even going to do it?
I think they've been working too hard at trying to set up Inhumans to not do it at all. But they got a lot of stuff going on.
They do. It just seems like they are really pushing.
Yeah. And I've been fine with it, because I'm just like, you know what? It's just another type of movie that I'll go see. And it's like Fast and the Furious is still happening. So
it's true.
It's fine. I don't know if we're going to get comic Inhumans, or if we're going to get Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Inhumans, or a mix of both, or any at all, obviously.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's Marvel's, we don't have X-Men, here's some mutants part. Here's some people living amongst us that have special abilities.
Is it something, though, that you felt like you needed for Marvel?
So... the Inhumans have been around a long time, the comic book version.
Right.
And there's interesting stories. They're just like, it's just like a Fantastic Four. It's just like, here's another group. And it's a royal family, and there's, you know, there's Black Bolt, who is the boss. He can't talk, because when he makes sounds, it destroys things.
Okay.
His wife, Medusa, she has prehensile hair. She reads his body language and speaks for him. His brother, Maximus, is... a crazy mad scientist is trying to take over.
Okay.
There's Crystal. She can control the elements, and she's been in the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. She's done some other things. And then there's just an assorted other group of people with powers, and they're just kind of another mutant story that's not the X-Men.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I just meant like watching movies where you're like, man, I really wish that there was a Marvel version of X-Men that I could watch.
I would rather the X-Men be in the cinematic universe.
I agree.
But
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to. Certainly, Fox isn't going to let that go.
No, it's like their one money maker. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. But you know what? First Class was good. I hadn't seen Days of Future Past. I need to watch it at some point.
I saw it. It was.
I wasn't super excited about the concept and everything.
I saw the like Wolverine like. Origin kind of movie that was not good.
It's funny, and Marvel and one of the things that doesn't help is that Marvel killed Wolverine, and because the Marvel Cinematic doesn't own Wolverine, they're like, well, we're not going to sell you Wolverine. We're just going to shut it down. And Wolverine is one of the most important characters.
Yeah.
To Marvel, and I want Hugh Jackman to do well at it. He's got one more to go.
He's just getting too big. Every single
he is D's.
Every single D's. Like movie, he just gets more giant.
Yeah. It's hard, I'm sure, as a person that has no muscles, that once you have the muscles. I've got a good buddy. I'll shout him out, Tyler. I don't know if you'll listen to this. But he just decided, I'm going to start working out lifting. And now he's like, I'm going to start doing events. And so his arms are like two people's arms.
That's impressive.
And I'm like, great. And he just upset, you just kind of get obsessive with it. Uh-huh. Those people that really get, and then you just have to just.
Yeah.
Gains all the time, baby. Mm-hmm. Making gains. You guys can't see my muscle poses I'm doing here. But they're great.
Yeah, I'm sure Hugh Jackman's like, I have to work out anyway, so I might as well actually make this worthwhile for myself.
If I'm gonna do it, I might as well be Hugh Jackman.
Gotta be fit anyway.
Yeah. So that's what we got going on here. Wow, we did an hour.
We did.
Yeah, I think this is a good first episode.
I think so.
So you're listening to this because you went to our website probably, or we sent this to you, but it's www.opinionsandotherfacts.com, or without the www if you don't feel like typing that on your computer. And I'm going to try to get this on iTunes. Maybe you're listening to it on iTunes. I don't know.
I hope that someone is listening to this on iTunes.
That would be the best. That would be the best.
That means we made it.
Please go to that website. We've also got a Twitter. It's OOF Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oof Podcast. Oof. So tweet at us if you're in such a opinion. Also, I want to give a shout out to the TNT Show. TNTshow.com. I've done some stuff on there.
I have too.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. We got the dungeon crawl
out.
Sarah's done some stuff on there, and we'll be doing some more stuff on there, mm-hmm. I suspect. So check that out as well.
There won't be more topics about 80s movies I've never seen. Yeah.
Well, listen, I think the nice thing is if the people, they will hear you here and know that you got good stuff, and then that when we do more dungeon crawls, they'll get to listen to good stuff. But they have you here. This is their home for you.
It's true.
When they want to listen to you later. This is where I live. Yes.
I live in your ear. You got to clean it in here, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible.
I feel like we should have some kind of outro phrase or something.
Oh, we should.
To tie people to remember. Like,
if you have a good one that you think we should use.
Yeah.
Just tweet it to us.
Yeah.
Or send it to us in our emails.
Yeah, hook us up. Oh, yeah, emails. You can get the emails at the website.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear the About Us that we made, it's on the website as well. The super fancy high-tech website. Though, if you're listening to this in the future, you might have it on your holodeck.
Yes.
And your... I really enjoy the thought that someone 10 years from now is listening to this.
And has a holodeck?
And in their holodeck.
Like Captain Picard?
Yes. They're out in space right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to listen to some old media. Oh, here's an interesting one.
Yes.
In the iTunes archives.
I like it.
But we don't have anything fancy to say now. So until next time, bye.
Bye.